best week of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
We got postseason basketball. The sub-state tournament gets underway here tonight, the Onega sub-state tournament, but it starts here in Centralia on the girls' side with the Onega Buffaloes, who are 9-10 on the regular season, to take on the Centralia Panthers. Onega, the 5 seed, and Centralia is the 4 seed. These two teams met back on December the 13th, with the Panthers winning that game 53-32. And it has been a lopsided series between these two teams, with Centralia winning 22 of the last 23 meetings, dating back to 2006, and that lone Buffaloes win, that was all the way back on January 5th, 2010. Winner of this game here tonight moves on to the semifinals in Onega against Burlingame, who is the one seed and is the lone team in the sub-state tournament to get a bye. Breaking down these two teams, Onega, they were the 10th place team in the Twin Valley League at 3-9 in league play, and they ended the game, rather, ended the regular season on a 4-game losing streak. And as for Centralia, they placed 7th in the TVL, going 6-6. They finished the season winning 4 of their last 6. And this is a Centralia team that won sub-state last year and got all the way to the state tournament finals, and they would lose their only game the entire season in the state championship game. Apologize to the Centralia fans for bringing that one up again. But that is the stage. It is set, so we'll step aside here as we have our tip-off coming up in just a few minutes, including our national anthem will be right after the starters are announced. Let's go to break for a couple minutes here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual Career Fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., open to the public.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Tip off between Onega and Centralia, quarterfinal round of the sub-state tournaments, with the quarterfinal games being at the better seed site. So we are here in Centralia. And the rest of the tournament after tonight will take place in Onega. Other games going on tonight in this sub-state. Donovan West, the 2 seed, hosting Bishop Seabury. And number 3, Troy, hosting number 6, Meridian Valley. There's a tip, and we are underway with the Buffaloes winning the tip. So here is Jaden Haskin, the freshman, with it. Now to Eva Crone, the senior. Pass back to Haskin. Delaney Figge working the post. Maria Crone and Bridget Campbell also in the starting lineup. Here's a shot up no good from Eva Crone, rebounded by Owen Dieter. He's alongside Lena Haberkamp, Jaden Wells, Tatum Kramer, and Cora Thompson, your starters. Well, a jumper is good for Tatum Kramer. And the Panthers get scoring first. Mentioned this on the broadcast on Tuesday. The Centralia team is at its best when they have three or more players really getting into a nice flow offensively. Nice lob inside for Maria Crone, fading away off the glass and good. And Omega is on the board. Maria Crone, the leading scorer for the Buffaloes this season, a little over 8 points per game. Dieters, the leading scorer for Centralia, with the ball, averaging 17.1 points per game. 15.7 is the amount of shots she shoots per game. She has the far side corner, cross court pass to the second leading scorer, Lena Haverkamp. And back to Dieters, thought about the long three, about 4 feet from beyond the arc, and so she puts on the floor, and she's bumps in the back. First foul of the game. Owen Dieters mentioned 15.7 shot attempts per game, shooting 37% from the floor and 29.8% from beyond the arc, averaging nearly 7 three-point attempts per game. And what a year it has been for the superstar sophomore Owen Dieters of Centralia. And Wells left all alone. Centralia crowd wanting her to shoot it. Instead, she gives it to Haverkamp. Kick out. Framer. Cross-court pass. Wells in the corner for Dieters. So try a three near side corner. Good! And we have delay a game warning against Centralia after that three. Ball was tapped to the side. 6:17 remaining, first quarter, 5-2 Centralia. And it'll be an offensive foul against Onega, a little bit of a push-off. And that'll be against Eva Crone. Box formation. Or actually a triangle formation. And they just inbound it to Haverkamp. Be on the three-point line, drive, handoff, into the corner, Dieters. We'll try another one. Same spot, a little too strong this time. Loose ball on the floor, Crone has it, and she's fouled, reach in by Owen Dieters. Owen Dieters has gotten into some foul trouble quite often this season. She averages 3.1 fouls per game. Centralia needing her to be aggressive defensively as she averages over 3 steals per game, but not too aggressive to where she keeps up the trend of fouling a lot. There's a turnover. Jaden Haskins, singular, threw the ball away. So it'll be Centralia basketball. Haverkamp brings it up. He's averaging 9.1 points per game, shooting 31.3% from the floor. Wells into the corner for Dieters. Same spot, but she brings it to the top. One-handed pass, trying to split the needle to Kramer. It just barely gets through there on the floor, and Thompson traveled as he picked up the ball from one knee, brought it up, and shot it in one motion. And you can't do that. It went in. That was what the crowd reaction was for. But it will not count. It's still 5-2. Centralia now brings on a press. Inbound is to Campbell. 5-7. Sophomore brings it up for the Buffaloes. Signaling for Haskins to go through, but she does not. She sees the ball at the near side wing. Nice pass down low for Figge. Off the glass is too strong. In the air, Figge gets it back. Shot up. No good. Gets it again. Third try. That one is good. Delaney Figge, the 5'11 sophomore, her and Emerson Fordham, the two forwards for this Omega team, have been so good this season. It'll be a big reason why this team succeeds here tonight if they do get the victory. Cross-court pass on the far side for Dieters. She dribbles it towards the middle and goes out to play. 2-3 zone brought on by the Buffalo defense. Drive baseline by Haverkamp. Kick into the corner. Long two on the way. Too strong for Kramer. And a rebound for the Buffaloes. So chance for Onega to get their first lead here tonight. Haskins. In it again. Pass the near side corner from Crone to Campbell. Pass fake middle. Drive baseline. Pass Dieters. Shot up short. And Dieters gets the rebound. She averages 7 of those a game. Leads the team in rebounds. Here's that corner, Haverkamp. Dribbles to the wing, now to the top of the key. The far side wing for Kramer. He looks on, one dribble. Cross court pass, near side corner, Dieters. And jump stop, shot up, no good, too strong off the backboard, rebound Maria Crone of Onega. Buffalo's pushing up ahead, now they have to retreat a little bit. Campbell, gets it to Eva Crone, the senior. Looking for Figge, they'll lob it up to her. Makes the catch. Has it stripped. It's loose on the floor and picked up in the corner by Jaden Wells, who did a good job of avoiding falling out of bounds. Going the other way, Dieters drives middle, lost it, gets out to Haberkamp. In the corner, Wells, pass into the post. It's stolen away by Maria Crone, and Cora Thompson, who had it stolen away, commits the personal. Australia will bring in a substitution. Onega will bring in two. Tori Kuckelman for Centralia. And for Onega, Emerson Fordham makes her first appearance of the night. So does Addison DeChant. DeChant will get the ball to the far side wing. Give it up top. Eva Crone. High post catch for Maria Crone. She had it poked out by Dieters. It's on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow favors Centralia. So they get the ball back. Up 5-4, 3:25 left to go first quarter, sub-state quarterfinal round of the Onega sub-state. This matchup taking place here in Centralia with the Buffaloes being the 5 seed, Centralia being the 4. Winner will take on Burlingame in the semifinal round on March 2nd. That both catch Haberkamp, pulls up, 15-footer, a little too strong off the heel, rebound by Maria Crone. Outlet to Campbell, she brings up the far side, now slows it up. To Eva Crone. Big pass inside to Fordham. Now they'll lob it to her. Double teamed. Had it stretched. Dieter stripped it. Thrown away. This is Isabel Haberkamp, who just checked in and gets the steal. Both teams have gone cold here the past couple minutes. Kramer stops, passes near side corner. Dieters head fake, looking inside, gives it to Haberkamp, has a strip from behind, and Dieters pulled it right back away from Fordham, and it'll be a foul going up. Coach Boswell of Onega is saying that she flopped, trying to get the call. That one against Fordham is going to be her first. First free throw is good. Dieters now with 4 points. Dieters a 62.9% free throw shooter. She averages 5.5 free throw attempts per game. Second one is good as well. And timeout called by Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. 2:36 left to go first quarter. Centralia up 7-4 on set aside for 30 seconds here in your game of the week. 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Buffaloes get the ball out of the break, down by 3. Centralia bringing a little bit of a baby press, not really bringing on too much pressure on the ball. Now they'll back off into their 2-3 zone. Campbell pass to Fordham, comes up the perimeter to make the catch. She gives up to Amy Forrest, the sophomore checking into the game for the first time tonight. And a whistle and an offensive foul on the screen. I believe that's going to go against Delaney Figge. And she's had an issue with fouls this year as well. That'll be her first, though. He fell number 4. Panthers hope to add to their lead here this possession. Pass the near side wing. Leaping to make the catch is Tori Kuckelman. High post catch to Haberkamp. Kick it out. Dieters for 3. Far side wing is a little bit short. But didn't get her own rebound. Had her jersey tugged on. Gets her own miss. Gives it to Haberkamp. She drives. Pulls up 13-footer short. And a rebound pulled down by Emerson Fordham of Onega. Good job by the freshman big. That's the far side. Haskins kicks it out to Campbell, and Coach Boswell calls up a play. Near side wing for Force to Fordham. Far side for Campbell. Thought about the 3. Drives on Dieters. Shut up. No good. It was disrupted. And hauled in by Haberkamp. She is second on the team in boards with 6.4 per game. And a pass goes right through the hands of Tori Kuckelman. It was definitely catchable. A little bit to her right, but turnover regardless goes to Onega. Isabel Haverkamp checks back in. And Tatum Kramer will go to the bench. 1:20 left to go first quarter. Again, 7-4 Centralia leading over Onega. Coach Campbell, excuse me, Coach Boswell signals a play to Campbell. Here's a lob from Haskins. And it's too high and out of bounds for Figge. And off the turnover, Centralia will hope to respond here. Throne Sisters coming to check in, but too late. We'll have to wait for this next stoppage of play. Here's a stop from about 30 feet away from the basket. Pass is thrown away by Campbell. On the run out, layup is good. Fantastic anticipation by Bridget Campbell, and it's 7-6. Much needed basket for Onega, whose offense has fluttered in the last 5 minutes of game time. Beaters, nice head fake, got her defender. They'll blow by, she pulls a 12-footer, it's good. She faked like she was going to shoot the 25-foot three, and she blew right by Jaden Haskin, a freshman, and pulled up 13-footer and knocked it down. It's 9-6. Nice response by Dieters, who has seven of the nine team points so far. And he forced with a three. It's not going to count. We have a pushing foul against Owen Dieters, or is it against Haverkamp? It's going to be against Haverkamp. I'll be clarify Lena Haverkamp with the personal. Her first, team's third. So Eva and Maria Crone will check in for Emerson Fordham and Annie Forrest. And it was a good thing that that shot did not count for Onega, because it did not look like a great shot attempt there from the sophomore Annie Forrest. The Buffaloes hold on to their possession here with 22.2 seconds left, down 9-6. Here's the inbound going. Nice look down low for Eva Crone, and she lays it up and in. Near half court, gets it all the way to the basket. Having to thread the needle, too. It's 9-8. 13 seconds left for Centralia. Haverkamp spins far side. Kicks it out 10 seconds. Drive baseline. Kick it out. Isabel Haverkamp. Long two, no good. 7 seconds for Onega. And the rebound is thrown away by Thompson. 2 seconds. And Haverkamp pass deflected and thrown away. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 9-8. Got a close one so far. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here in your game of the week at 92.1 KMZA.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
A quick first quarter in which Centralia leads Onega 9-8 in the quarterfinal round of sub-state tournaments. Being hosted by Onega, but Centralia hosting this game. There's a three off a triple, and it's good for Bridget Campbell. And Onega has their first lead of the game. It's now 11-9 in favor of the Buffaloes. Winner will take on Burlingame in the semifinals in Omega. That will be next Thursday. Pass to Dieters, almost stolen away by Haskin. Fantastic defender. Good job staying with Dieters. Pass down low to Kramer. He tries to get it to Campbell. Tries to get it to Thompson. It's poked out of bounds. He'll stay with Panthers. Centralia trying to rather tie or retake the lead here. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Now we have an offensive foul called against Jaden Wells on a bad screen. So her first, team foul number 4. Both teams with 4 fouls. And now Centralia will bring on that little baby press here. Campbell able to get past Dieters. Again, averaging over 3 steals a game. Very aggressive. Here's a pass to high post from Maria Crone. Nice cut by Haskins to the basket, but a bad shot. Saved from going out of bounds by Delaney Figge. Internega maintains possession as Crone has it. And to her sister Maria, stops in the middle of the paint. Long two on the way for Haskins. A little too strong. Rebound on hold by Cora Thompson. Haskins almost stolen away on an outlet pass to Kramer. She does poke it out of bounds, so it'll go to the Panthers. Good possession there from Onega. Good hustle, but ultimately Centralia wins that battle. 1 minute gone here in quarter number two. 11-9 Onega leading at Centralia. They haven't beaten the Panthers since 2010. That's their only win over them in the past 17 years. Here's Wells. Nice head fake. Pass to Dieters. Short corner. Triple team. Give it out of there. Wells for three. Top of the key. Way off the mark on the left side. Just grazing the backboard. And a long rebound for Bridget Campbell of Onega. She'll slow it up. Coach Boswell calling the play here. Haskins with it now. Near side wing. Now to Eva Crone. Pass fake. High post. She'll give it to Haskins instead. Near side wing again. She stops. Gives it to the far side to Eva Crone. High post to Maria. Down low to Figge. Passes behind her. She gathers it and she's fouled going up. And that's going to be personal foul number two against Jaden Wells. And Figge will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Chance to possibly get up by two possessions here for the Buffaloes. It's on the way. No good off the right side of the rim. Figge, a 42.8% free throw shooter. Tied for the fourth leading scorer on the team. No player on Onega averages more than 8.5 points per game. That one's no good as well. Rebound Haberkamp. Missed opportunity for Delaney Figge and the Onega Buffaloes. Haberkamp all the way to the near side elbow, and she knocks down the 15-footer. Lena Haberkamp makes her first basket of the game. And it is tied 11-11. High post catch. Haskins down low to Figge. It's poked free in the short corner. And it'll be whose ball? It'll be... It's like Onega basketball. 5:49 left to go for the second quarter. Haskins and Figge to the bench. And he forced Emerson Fordham back in. Here's the inbound. Campbell near side wing. Got a poke free by Dieters. Playing fantastic on-ball defense as she does typically. Maria Crone pulls up 15-footer off the catch. No good. And rebounded by Kramer of Centralia. She looks to push. Nobody with her, so she'll slow it up. Dieters pass to Thompson, and she lays it up and in. Nice find from Owen Dieters. And the freshman on the board for the first time tonight. He whistled a foul on the floor as Eva Crone got all the way to the short corner on the far side near the paint. And that one's going to go against Lena Haberkamp. That is her second. Team foul number six. So Haberkamp and Wells both two apiece. Haberkamp will stay in the ballgame. Inbound to Force. Kick it out to Campbell. Lob down low from Maria Crone. Amongst a crowd, it's poked out of bounds by Tori Kuckelman, the junior guard for Centralia. And it will stay with the Buffaloes. Here's the inbound for Eva Crone. Lob it up for Fordham. Nice move to the basket, but she misses everything. Offensive rebound, though. Turnaround jumper too strong for Maria Crone off the backboard. And a rebound for Tim Kramer. Now the pass is stolen away momentarily. She lost out of bounds. It was Eva Crone who jumped that route, trying to go to Dieter's far side wing. So Centralia maintains possession where there was 5:06 left to go in the second quarter. 13-11 Centralia. And back in the game, and in for the first time this quarter, is Addison DeChant for Nega as Bridget Campbell will come to the bench. Lena Haberkamp with the ball for the Panthers. Shakuckelman, far side wing. Peter's trying to come up to get it, but defended heavily by DeChant. Said she gives up in the corner for Haberkamp. They dribble it out of there. She's double-teamed, in trouble, and lobs it up. Gets it out of there to Thompson. Three ball by Tori Kuckelman off the right side. No good. Loose ball on the rebound, and still loose. It goes all the way out of bounds here, half court, as DeChant couldn't save it. They'll stay with the Panthers, 4:39 to go. Kuckelman is pretty aggressive on the three shooting. She averages 4.2 per game and shoots 26.6%. That's the second best on the team. Only behind Owen Dieters, who shoots at 30%. You round up. Dieters, nice crossover dribble. Gets past the chant. Lob it up for Thompson and lays it up and in. Fantastic play by Owen Dieters. That's what great players do. They make players around them better, and that's what she's doing here tonight so far. It's 15-11, a 6-0 run for Centralia. Big defensive possession coming up for the Panthers. A lot of high posts for Maria Krohn. Pass down low. It's broken up, trying to go to Fordham. It's thrown away by Lena Haberkamp. She'll push it up ahead. All the way in the paint. Pull-up jumper. Go ahead! Haberkamp now with 4. It's a 6-point lead for Centralia. It was 11-9. Onega took the lead with a 3-ball right at the start of the quarter. And since then, an 8-0 run from the Panthers. A timeout call by Coach Boswell. We'll take a 60-second break. 17-11. Centralia leads it. 3:55 left to go in the second quarter. You're on your game of the week. 92.1 KMZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8-0 run for Centralia. They now lead Onega 17-11. Buffaloes get the ball out of the break. Here's a lob to Maria Krohn. Shot up, no good. Amongst a lot of pressure, Dieters comes down with the rebound for the Panthers. Nice behind-the-back dribble to get away from Bridget Campbell. She'll drive and kick. Far side corner. Kramer can't handle the pass. It'll go out of bounds. Back to Onega with 3:35 to go second quarter. Inbound to Campbell. She'll bring it up. Cross that court defended by Owen Dieters. Far side wing to Haskett. To the corner. Stolen away by Haberkamp. Oh, she lost it out of bounds. So it'll stay with the Buffaloes. It's Haskett defense once again by Lena Haberkamp. She averages 2.4 steals per game. Only behind Owen Dieters, who has 3.3 steals per game. Very aggressive on-ball defenders and great anticipating passes that are coming to the person they're guarding. Campbell with it, far side wing. It's to Maria Krohn. Pass, nice look for Figgy. Gets faster defender, lays it up, and too strong off the backboard. And a push and a foul on the floor. Now go against Tori Kuckelman of Centralia. That'll be the 17th foul, so that should be free throws, and it will be. Missed opportunity by Delaney Figgies. Had a little bit of a rough start to the game. She made a two-pointer in the first quarter, but she's had a couple missed opportunities. And actually, beg your pardon, it's going to be Jaden Haskett that'll be shooting free throws here. Figgy, she also missed a couple free throws earlier as well. Fernanda, the 1-1 for the freshman, is good. Big-time free throw there. Needing to spark something after getting off to a good start on the first possession. They took the lead for the first time in the game, but since then, they had given up 8 consecutive points. Second one on the way. That one rattles home as well. 2 for 2 for Jaden Haskett. It's 17-13. 3 minutes left to go, second quarter. Dieters going to the far side, hands it off to Haberkamp. Comes back to the middle with it. Far side away for Kramer. Ball over her head. She gives it up to Kuckelman. Looks on the floor, on the top of the key, and a bounce dribble handoff to Dieters. Stops the near side for a corner, and she's triple teamed and fouled. See which Buffalo that's against. And they'll give it to Maria Krohn. That'll be her first team foul number. That was 6, but it's actually 5. Inbound to Thompson. She goes up and she's fouled, and she'll get the free throws. So that will go against Bridget Campbell. That is her first. And that is team foul number 6. And free throws coming up for the Centralia freshman forward for Thompson. First one up and good. for shooting 38.2% from the free throw line this season. She's got 5 points on the game, all of which coming here in quarter number two. Second one's on its way, and that one is good as well. Thompson will get a brief breather, and back in the game is Isabel Haberkin. Rhea Crone and Bridget Campbell trying to slowly bring it up against Centralia as they bring the pressure up a little bit, man-to-man. And she stepped over and back. Bridget Campbell, defended by Owen Dieters, just casually dribbling the ball. She didn't realize her back heel touched the backcourt line, or half-court line, excuse me. And she went into the backcourt. It's a violation, and Centralia gets the ball back. Huckleman has it far side of wing, top of the key for Lena Haberkin. Crossover dribble, gets past her, shut up, off the glass, and through. Lena Haberkamp and Cora Thompson have gotten all 12 of the team's point here in the second quarter, and they lead it 21-13, their largest lead of the game. High post pass, Maria Crone, holds it down, cross court pass near side. Eva Crone thought about the three, and said she gives it back to her sister. Right back to her sister, Eva. She drives middle, stops, runner, short. Figgy with the rebound, that one is good. And Lady Figgy with her first basket of the quarter, she has four now. Much needed one for the Buffaloes. It's now 21-16. Back to a two-possession game. Cuckelman all alone for three, and she buries it. Tori Cuckelman, the 5'5 junior guard for Centralia, makes it 24-15. Here's a lob up for Figgy. Way over her head for Eva Crone. It's turned over. Up ahead to Dieters. Behind the back dribble from the far side wing. Gives up to Cuckelman. Nice head fake. She drives, pulls up, and she gets hit hard by Figgy. Nothing called. And rebound from Onega. I guess they called that a blocked shot. Looks to me like it was a pretty blatant foul. As Crone dribbles to the short corner. High post catch. Crone kick it to Campbell for three. That one no good. Would have been a nice response, but couldn't get it to fall. Rebound by Owen Dieters of Centralia with 1 minute left to go in the half. Up 24-15. Make this a four-possession game with another basket. That's the far side. Lena Haberkamp with it. Crossover dribble to the far side, rack back to the middle. Spins, far side, bounce pass to Kramer. Far side block, shot up over Figgy, no good. And Figgy with the rebound. They really haven't been able to utilize their forwards too much tonight. Figgy with 4 points, and Fordham gets a score. And they have a lot of height advantage. Both those two forwards are 4 inches taller than anyone that Centralia has. They'll give it to Figgy. Down low, shut up, off the glass, and there it is. She makes it off the glass at 24-17. She now has six. Need to keep using her and Fordham, too, to get back into this game and eat into this deficit. It's right now 6-7 with 13 seconds left in the half. Nice crossover dribble. Dieters gets past Haskin. Stops in the middle of the paint. Pull-up jumper. Nice recovery by Haskin. She defends it well. And a rebound by Crone. 5 seconds left. Bringing it up is Eva Crone. Haskin for three at the buzzer. A little bit short. It was a good look. And that is your score going to the half. 24-17. Centralia leads it at home against Onega. We'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up in just a bit. You're listening to your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
24-17, our score at the half with Centralia leading at home against Onega in the Onega Sub-State Quarterfinal. Let's get to our scoring totals. First for the Buffaloes, leading the way with 6 points is Delaney Figge, who got both of her points in the both of her field goal makes in the second quarter towards the end of the quarter. Bridget Campbell has 5 for the Buffaloes, the low 3 of the game, and 2 points apiece for Eva Crone, Maria Crone, and Jaden Haskin with a pair of free throws. And as for Centralia, Owen Dieters leads the way with 7 points, got all of those in the first quarter. 6 points for the freshman Cora Thompson, who got all of those in the second quarter. So did Lena Haberkamp. Again, all of those coming in the second quarter. 3 points for Tori Kuckelman and 2 points for Tatum Kramer. So it started out pretty even. It was 5-4 and then back and forth. 9-8 was the score going into the second quarter, but then Onega took their first lead, 11-9, but then it was an 8-0 run from Centralia and kind of catapulted them to holding on to a, giving them a nice little bit of a cushion. They've had anywhere from a 2-3 possession lead since that run. Taking a look at other games going on around this sub-state tonight, Donovan West, they are hosting Bishop Seabury. And Troy is hosting Moray Dessine Valley. And Burlingame awaits the winner of this one and getting a bye. As the rest of the tournament picks up in Onega coming up on Thursday, March the 2nd. Also, other games going on tonight in other sub-states. Lynn and Wetmore in the Axel sub-state. And after one quarter, Lynn leads that 126-0. And elsewhere, let's see if I have a score possibly from the Donovan West Twitter page. No, I do not, unfortunately. We'll see if they can, they or somebody can get a score to it at some point. But other games going on in that sub-state tonight. Number 5, Axel, who is hosting the sub-state tournament. They are on the road tonight in the first game as they are at Pike Valley. And Olathe, Kansas School for the Deaf, and Hanover both have byes as the 2-1 seeds, respectively. And in the Washington County sub-state, back here in Class 1A D1, Frankfort, the 2 seed, is hosting 7 seeded Blue Valley Randolph. Number 3, Clifton Clyde, is hosting 6 seeded Washington County. And 4th seeded Lakeside Downs is hosting Rock Hill, 5th seed. That game is actually going to be tomorrow. And on the boys' side of this sub-state tournament, going on, number 3, Centralia, they're going to host Moray Dessine Valley. With the Panthers, 3 seed Moray Dessine, Number 6, Moray Dessine Valley, the 6th seed. And the game tomorrow, that will be on our sister station, 92.1 KNZA. 103.9 KNZA. It's just said our own call letters here. Troy will be hosting Donovan West, number 2 versus number 7, respectively. And then Onega will be the 5 seed as well for the boys, as they're going to be on the road at Bishop Seabury. And again, Burlingame will get the bye with the 1 seed. And taking a look at how things shaped out in the TVL, Hanover won it. They went 13-0, 20-0 in the regular season. The game back of them was Frankfort. They finished 12-1, 17-3. Jonathan West and Clifton Clyde tied for third place with Divin Records. Jonathan West was 11-3, Clifton Clyde 10-2. The West went 15-5 on the regular season. As for the Eagles, they went 17-4. Valley Heights finished fifth at 8-4, 13-8 overall. Lynn finished sixth at 7-5, 11-9 overall. Centralia, as mentioned, they finished seventh, 6-6, 12-9. Washington County got eighth place. They were 5-8, and 9-11. Axtell got number 9. They were 4-9 and 6-14 overall. And then the Omega Buffaloes finishing 10th at 3-9, or rather in league play, 9-10 overall. Troy was the 11th place team this season in TVL play at 2-11 and 6-14 overall. Blue Valley Randolph was 12th at 1-12 and 4-16. And Wetmore, they went winless in league play and overall 0-12, 0-18. Let's step aside for two more minutes here on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. We'll come back with second half action. Centralia leads it at home against Onega, 24-17. Here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
24-17, Centralia leads as we get the third quarter underway, and they have the ball. There's a three ball right out of the gate by Jaden Wells, and she knocks it home. That is Wells' first basket of the evening. Nice way to start for Centralia. They're now up 27-17, a four-possession lead, their largest of the game. Eva Crone drives. She can't get her layup to go. And Haverkamp stumbles, bringing it up, but she regains her balance. Nice dish to Kramer, misses the wide-open layup. And Thompson with the offensive rebound. She had it stripped. It's loose. And then her shot was no good. Rebound by Eva Prone. She backs down Owen Dieters to try to get her off. Meanwhile, losing balance. She regains it. Now gives up her dribble to Delaney Figge from the top of the key. She'll bounce past the far side wing to Bridget Campbell. Nice screen by Figge to shed Dieters. Gives it to Maria Crone, top of the key. 1 minute gone already here in this third quarter. Screen for Eva Crone. Nice recovery on the switch by Alina Haverkamp. Pass the far side for Campbell. Falling away. Shot short. Rebound Dieters. Brings up the far side. Drives middle. Gives up to Haverkamp. Streaking towards the basket. Shot got blocked. Gets it back. Up to Thompson. Thompson can't get her shot to go. Rebound by Figge. Buffaloes need to get going here in a hurry. Campbell gives it to Eva Crone. Haskins coming up to get it. Now a lob up, and that's just a prayer, trying to have Maria Crone somehow pull down that ball as the lob pass is stolen away. Coming the other way, and Dieters with it. She'll drive. Nice backdoor cut by Kramer, and she's fouled on the floor. That'll go against Figge. That is her second. first foul from either team of this half. Lob it up for Haver Camp with 6:13 to go, third quarter. Wells with it, far side wing to Dieters, near side, three ball in the way, that one too strong. Rebound by Jaden Haskett. Dieters now 1-for-3 from beyond the arc tonight. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 27-17. Onega trying to get their first points of this third. That was an offensive foul as Rhea Krohn swung her arm, trying to get rid of Thompson, and they're jawing at each other. If Thompson wasn't, Thompson was further away, that'd be almost considered a punch. It was like a backhanded slap by Maria Krohn of Onega. Far side wing, Dieters will try a three. Too strong. Loose ball off the rebound, out of bounds. It'll go to Onega. So keep an eye on Thompson and Maria Krohn. There's Campbell with it, bringing it up. And they're still defending each other here in this play. That's the far side. Campbell, head fake. Nice jab. He's poked free by Dieters out of bounds. He'll stay with the Buffalo's far side wing. On the inbound for the freshman, Jaden Haskett. Inbound to Maria Krohn. Gives it to her sister, Eva Krohn. Nice head fake. Going to get past Haverkamp. Nice recovery. She blocks it. And a loose ball picked up by Jaden Wells, and she didn't get rid of it. You know, not allowed Delaney Figge to get her hands in there and get a jump ball. And the Buffaloes get the ball right back. 5:11 now to go in the third quarter. Still 27-17 Centralia. Inbound for Haskins to Maria Krohn. Shut up. Is good from 8 feet out. That's her first basket since the second quarter. Leading scorer for the Buffaloes now with just 4 on the night. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Wells, one dribble, gives up to Dieters. From the near side wing, dribbles towards the middle with the left hand. Gives up her dribble, now in trouble. And she'll give it to Haverkamp. Lena Haverkamp on the floor. Crossover dribble, hands it off. Chris Kramer. And across the paint was Wells. She tried to fire it to the corner, but Thompson, to cut towards the basket. It goes out of bounds. Turnover to Onega. Emerson Fordham will check in for the Buffaloes. Try to get her going. She'll come in for Delaney Figge. These two are going to be a duo that's going to be very good for this team for years to come, with Figge being a sophomore and Fordham being a freshman, both staying at 5'11". The inbound stolen away by Haverkamp. 2-on-1, bounce pass to Dieters. And she's fouled going up. It'll be 2 free throws. And that won't go against Bridget Campbell. Her second team foul, number 3 already. And it'll be free throws coming up for Dieters. She is 2-for-2. She made those both in the first quarter, looking for her first point since then. First one on the way is good. So Tori Kockelman will check in. Kuckelman made a big-time three-pointer in the second quarter. And she will come in for Jaden Wells. Second free throw on the way is good. With 4:28 to go here in the third quarter, it's now 29-19, back to a 10-point lead for Centralia. Near side wing catch for Eva Krohn. Top of the key for Jaden Haskett. Near side back to Krohn. She fires a wide-open three. Good for the senior guard, Eva Krohn. Their second three in the team here tonight. And makes it a 7-point game. Panthers looking to answer. Here's Thompson with a catch. There's the Onega student section starting to come alive here. Kuckelman gives it off to Haverkamp. Haverkamp drives middle, stops, gives in the corner for Dieters. Little jab step, surveying her options, defended by the freshman Jaden Haskin. She'll dribble towards the middle of the floor, and they'll try to set things up here as we are halfway through the third quarter. Crossover dribble, dribbles to the far side, to the wing, they'll give it up to Kramer. Top of the key on your side wing for Kuckelman. She'll fire away at 3. Good! Probably about 2 or 3 feet from beyond the arc, and Tori Kuckelman makes her second one of the night. She has 6. And the 5'5 junior makes it 32-22 once again. It is a 10-point lead for the Panthers. Bridget Campbell from inside the half-court circle. Bounce pass high post, Krohn. 15-footer, too strong. Offensive rebound, Fordham. She's fouled as she gets 2 free throws. Good job by the freshman. That one will go against the Eaters. That'll be your second and their first team foul to half. 3:15 left to go third quarter. The free throw is good. Fordham, a 50% free throw shooter. On the season, the freshman averaging 4.9 points per game, tying Figgy's total for the season as well. Second one's up. That one is good. Two big free throws for the freshman. And a 30-second timeout is called by Coach Boswell. We'll take a break with Centralia leading 32-24 with 3:15 left to go in the third quarter here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
Trillia leads at home against Onega 32-24, quarterfinal round of the Onega Sub-State. Nice look by Peters up ahead to Haberkamp. It's Isabel Haberkamp, but she misses a layup rebound by the Buffaloes. Needing to come out hot here out of the break, down by three possessions. Only 11 total minutes of game time left. Campbell, backward pass to DeChant, out of any four. Stop the D, near side for Haskin. Going young here. This is a very young team, though. Drives Eva Krohn, and her shot gets blocked. And the lone senior on the roster can't get the shot to fall. Pushed up ahead. Kramer goes baseline. She's bumped on the floor, and that'll be a foul against Krohn. Eva Krohn picks up her second personal. Team foul number four. And Maria Krohn and Delaney Figgy will check back in for the Buffaloes. And Ford Thompson back in for Centralia. Exiting is Tatum Kramer for Centralia, as well as Addison DeChant in any force for the Buffaloes. 2:36 remaining here in quarter number three, 32-24 Centralia. Inbound for Dieter, as far as that corner. And nice head fake by Kuckelman. She lost the ball in front of low by her defender. And so she has to retreat. She'll give it to Haberkamp. She'll drive middle. Gets bumped, kicked it out. Kuckelman will try another three. Made two earlier. Too strong this time. Rebound long for Bridget Campbell. The far side brings it to the near side, to the wing, to Eva Krohn. Krohn to Haskin, top of the key, far side wing to Campbell. Looking down low for Figgy. Not going to force the pass, so they've done some here tonight, forcing some bad passes to her. Haskin drives middle, kicks far side wing. Eva Krohn for three. A little short, tipped up in the air, and didn't get her own miss. It's Haberkamp calling it down for the Panthers. Well done by the senior guard. She'll take it all the way and pull up for a mid-range jumper. A little too strong, and a rebound secured by Maria Krohn. Campbell, outlet pass up ahead, goes to Eva Krohn. I don't think she was really looking for it. Pass on the near side to Haskin. Drives middle. Pull-up jumper falling away to her right. No good from the freshman. Offensive rebound for Figgy, and a foul against Centralia on the board. And that will go against Isabel Haberkamp. That'll be her first. 1:37 to go, third quarter. Still 32-24 Panthers. Any force checking back in. In for Eva Krohn. Inbound. Stolen away by Dieters. Campbell, the intended target on that pass, wasn't really looking for it. Now she picks up the foul against Dieters. That's Campbell's third, and team foul number five. Tatum Kramer back in the game. She'll come in for Lena Haberkamp. We'll get a quick break. And also back in is Eva Krohn. She gets a quick breather. And Krohn will check in for Bridget Campbell. Of course, thought it was her coming out, but she is going to stay in the game here. Now a buck 32 left to go here in the third. Peters with the ball holding on to an 8-point lead. Isabel Haberkamp, the far side wing to Ford Thompson. Gives it up to Kuckelman. Drives middle. Back to Haberkamp. Excuse me, to Thompson. Now the corner for Dieters. With the blow by. Picks it out. Haberkamp. Long two. No good. And picked up by Campbell, who's on the run. 2-1 fast break. Excuse me, that Haskin and whistle, and a offensive foul is going to be called against Haskin. Or no, correction. That's going to go against Maria Krohn, who got the push on the rebound. Beg your pardon. It looked like it could have been an offense foul against Haskins. It went straight on to a defender. It was a 2-on-1. She had a Eva Krohn cutting in the paint, but she didn't see her. Her head was looking down, and she dribbled, so she wasn't able to find her. 53 seconds left here in the third quarter. Still 32-24. And that's the score for the past few minutes of game action. Now a timeout called by Coach Dusty Thompson of Centralia. He didn't like what he saw. And Lena Haberkamp will check back in at the break, or rather after the break. A full 60-second break. 32-24 remains our score here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
47.7 seconds left in the third quarter. Centralia with the ball, leading 32-24 here from Centralia against the Onega Buffaloes in the 4-5 matchup. Sub-state quarterfinals of the Onega tournaments back underway. Centralia, the 4 seed, Onega, the 5. Winner will take on Burlingame in the semis. Bowl jumper for Kramer is good off the dribble. And Kramer now with 4 points, her first 2 since the first quarter. 30 seconds left for the Buffaloes to retaliate. Eva Krohn dribbles to the wing, gives it up. Amy Forrest fires an open 3, top of the key, off the right side, no good. Rebound by Tatum Kramer, 20 seconds left. Far side for Dieters. Far side wing, Kuckelman. With 13 seconds left, 3, no good, rebound Kramer, and holding on to it, got ripped away by Eva Krohn, 7 seconds left for the Buffaloes, trying to find somebody to outlet it to Haskin, still not across half court with 3 seconds left, and a pass, and I guess the 3 will count if it's good, but it's not, it's way off the mark for Maria Krohn, and that's how the third quarter will come to an end. 34-24 Centralia with a 10-point lead going to our final frame. We'll step aside for a full minute here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Got some scores across the area for you. At the half, Lynn leads Wetmore 49-1. Clifton Clyde leads Washington County 35-24. And Jonathan West leads Bishop Seabury 54-9. Back here in this one, it's 34-24 as we go to the fourth quarter. Centralia with the ball first. Here as well as with it, gives it to Peters. Far side wing, dribbles to the middle. And stop there. And she'll give it up to Haberkamp. Fires away the straightaway 3. Short. Rebound by Wells. And they'll get another opportunity here. From the half-court circle, Haberkamp goes to work. Nobody on either team has 10 points yet. Oh, Dieters can change that right now. Gets past her defender. Lays it up in. Now she has 11. 6 points apiece for Haberkamp, Kuckelman and Thompson for Centralia as well. Now a chance for Onega. Their offense has been stagnant the past few minutes, but Fordham has a chance here. Her shot is no good. Had a shot up from the middle of the paint, and she commits the foul afterwards after the miss. That'll be your second personal. The team foul number 7, so 1-on-1 free throws coming up. 6 points for Delaney Figge leads the way. 5 as well for Bridget Campbell. And 4 for Maria Crone. So also 5 for Eva Crone. It's been a rough scoring night for the Buffaloes so far. Credit that to Centralia's great defense. So 1-1 coming up for Dieter. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far tonight. 52 seconds have expired here in this fourth quarter. That one's no good, and the old broadcaster jinx is at it again. And stepping on the line is Bridget Campbell. Or no, I guess it was somebody from Centralia that touched it out of bounds, so it'll be Omega basketball. Kevin Harlan infamously with the free throw broadcaster jinx happening so much. Here's Campbell all the way to the basket off the press. The shot up no good off the glass and out of bounds on the miss. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Campbell the inbounder. Low formation. Lob it up to Maria Crone at the high post. Gives it to Fordham. Near side wing. 3-ball on the way for Campbell. That one's short. And rebound. Thompson can save it. Goes out of bounds. And Onega will get another chance, as that should have been an easy rebound for the Panthers, and Coach Dusty Thompson not happy about that. Inbounder is Haskin now. Lob it up again from Maria Crone. That's stolen away by Dieters. She tipped it away from her, and on the run out, layup is no good. Good defense by Maria Crone, and she gets the rebound, and she gets reached in on going the other way. Coach Thompson, I don't think, is happy with... No, I guess he's not happy with the fact that they were unable to convert more than any sort of contact that happened on that layup from Owen Dieters, which there was a little bit from behind. But the foul goes towards Owen Dieters on the reach-in, on the rebound. That'll be her third and team's third as well. Eva Crone with it, far side wing, dribbles towards the baseline, and stops, gives it up to Maria Crone. To Haskett from the top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Now past the high post, Fordham, and a push on the entry pass by Jaden Wells, and she brings up a couple of fouls early in the first half, and she gets her third. That'll be team foul number 4. 6:20 to go in the game. 36-24. Inbound tipped by Dieters, so gets to Campbell. She's fouled and one. And Owen Dieters with her fourth personal foul. And a big-time basket for Bridget Campbell. If Onega wants to start getting back into this game, that needs to be the start of it. With Dieters now coming out of the game, this is their chance to strike. Free throw for Campbell is good. So Campbell gets the first points of the quarter. It's now 36-27, back to a 3-point game. Panthers trying to retaliate here. Haverkamp needs to step it up for the Panthers now and take this game over. Pass the near side wing into the corner for Kramer. Up top to Kockelman. Haverkamp far side corner. Drive middle. Shot on the run. Off the right side, no good. And ball poked out of bounds by Delaney Figge. He'll stay with Centralia. 5:53 left to go in the game. Haverkamp to inbound here. Telling your team to go here. Inbound to Kramer. Near side wing. Get the Haverkamp to the corner, and they travel on the closeout. Couple of Buffaloes stampeded towards her and just shuffled her feet a little bit. Big possession here for the Buffaloes. Can they convert? Here's Crone coming out to the perimeter to make the catch. She'll hit it backwards to Eva Crone. To Campbell near side wing. The drive middle. It's bummed, nothing called, kick to the corner for 3 for Eva Crone, and it's good! It is a 2-possession game, and that gets the Onega student section into it, and it is a 6-point lead for Centralia now. 36-30 with 5:32 left to go, a full timeout called by Coach Thompson. Let's take it with him. You're on your game of the week by 92.1 KMZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest. And while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
36-30 Centralia now with just a 6-point lead, 5:27 to go. Inbound. We're back underway. Kramer with it. Goes to her left. Stops. Far side elbow. Into back. Shot on the run by Kuckelman is good. Nice mid-range jumper for Tori Kuckelman. They need that one desperately. Shutting down in a 6-0 run from the Buffaloes. Owen Dieters leading score for Centralia on the bench with four fouls. Three-pointer far side, no good for Bridget Campbell. Now Centralia pushing. Haverkamp looking to drive. Picks far side wing to Wells. Stop the key, Kuckelman. Deep three on the way. Too strong. Rebound Haverkamp. And a foul against Onega on the rebound. Go against Bridget Campbell, and that is going to be her fourth personal foul. And she's leading the way in scoring for the Buffaloes here tonight with 8 points. That is team foul number 8 as well. So they'll send Lena Haverkamp to the free throw line. A 48.2% free throw shooter. Second leading scorer on the season. Front end is off the right side, no good. And Figge gets the rebound. I let pass up ahead to Haskins, far side wing. And they'll slow it up a little bit. Campbell staying in the game for the Buffaloes with 4 personal fouls. Dieters picked up her fourth with about 6 minutes left to go. Now 4:30 remaining. Nice cut across the paint. Campbell falling away. Can't get the shot to go. And a rebound by Lena Haverkamp. Big time miss there from the sophomore for Onega. Needing that basket to drop. It's 38-30 Centralia. Driving baseline. Kramer stopped by a double team ticket. Long two on the way for Cora Thompson off the backboard and in for 15 feet out. And Cora Thompson now has 8. Her first basket since the second quarter. She had all of her previous 6 points in that quarter. We are now halfway through this fourth quarter. The lead back up to 10 for Centralia. Crone passed down low to Figge. She couldn't handle it, so she has to hustle to get to it in the far side corner. Or short corner, excuse me. Picked up to Haskin, and she's fouled on the floor. And that'll be team foul number 6. So the Buffaloes will go to the free throw line the remaining of the way. But they'll have to inbound it here, as that is going to be team foul number 6, and personal foul number 4 against Jaden Wells. She will stay in the game as well. High post catch from Maria Crone. Figge now to Eva Crone. Far side wing. Campbell with it. Back to Crone. She'll fire away to 3. That one's no good. Onega's gone cold from beyond the arc. Trying to press their luck here. There's a lob. Nice look for Kuckelman. She gives up to Thompson. Good defense, and the shot is no good. Rebound by Figge. Now left pass. Campbell up ahead to Haskins. Haskin layup, way off the mark. That was thrown high off the backboard and way too strong. And a rebound for Centralia. Some missed opportunities here tonight from Onega. Nice cut across the paint for Kramer. Makes a catch and makes a six-footer. And Kramer gets it back to a 12-point lead. So a 6-0 run for Onega, followed by a 6-0 run for Centralia. A timeout called by Coach Boswell. It'll be a 30-second break, but we will go ahead and keep it right here. 3:14 left to go in the game. 42-30 is now your score here on your game of the week. I'm at 2.1 FM. And just a reminder that tomorrow night on our sister station, 103.9 FM, we will have action from Troy as they will host Donovan West. So it'll be more action from this sub-state, but on the boys' side, as the Troy Trojans are the 2 seed in the boys' sub-state. Donovan West is the 7th seed. Donovan West up 54-9 against Bishop Seabury. Safe to say they're going to advance to the semifinal round to take on the winner of Troy and Meredithine Valley. 3:14 left to go in the game. 42-30 again your score. Centralia up by 12. Buffaloes with the ball. Alley pass up ahead to Haskin, almost thrown away by Haverkamp, but she secures it. Freshman will hand it backwards to Bridget Campbell, the sophomore. Far side wing, Eva Crone, lob inside. Siggy turnaround jumper is good. She's got eight now. Back to a 10-point game with 2:55 to go. Kramer able to drive all the way underneath the basket. She kicked it out. Wells to Dieters, who's back in the game for three, a little short on that tray. Siggy with a rebound, and she had Campbell wide open on an outlet pass far down the court, but she didn't see her. They'll have to play the half-court offense here. They'll have to hurry. Down by 10. Four possessions. Inside to Figgy. She'll get another shot up. That's too hard. Off the backboard. And a rebound by Haverkamp. And Fordham going to check into the game here on this next stoppage of play. Dieters to Haverkamp. Now to Thompson. Dieters posting up. She makes the catch, and she's poked in from behind by Jake Haskin. That'll be her first and team foul number 9, so Dieters back to the free throw line. She's 5 for 6 from the free throw line. First free throw is good. Beg your pardon, I did have that right. Second one is good. So she goes 2 for 2 this time from the free throw line. She's got 13, and it's 44-32. So back to a 12-point lead. Charlie cut the lead down to 6. It was 36-30. Since then, an 8-2 run. Eva Crone, high post catch for Emerson Fordham. Lob down low for Maria Crone. Pass too high, having to save it for going out of bounds. She does save it to Eva Crone. Bundle up area. And misses the mid-range jumper amongst the cluster of girls that were around the ball. Slowing it up here with a 1:45 remaining in the game. Nice comfortable 12-point lead for the Panthers. Maria Crone passing the near side of wing in trouble. Good defense from Annie Force. She'll kick to the corner. And now retreat to the wing for Owen Dieters. Now the top of the key call to play. His upper dribble for about 30 feet from out, for 30 feet away from the basket. Nice find for Cora Thompson. She misses the layup. It goes out of bounds. Maria Crone couldn't haul it in, so it'll stay with the Panthers. 1:17 now left to go. Here's the inbound. Dieters gets Thompson. Shot up no good. And a rebound by Campbell. It's a nice look. It's a tough shot over a couple defenders. Near side wing, and they need to hurry here. Andy Force top of the key with 1:05 to go. Three ball, far side by Bridget Campbell is good. And Campbell with 6 points in the quarter, 11 for the ball game. First Buffalo with double-digit scoring. The timeout called with 1:01 remaining. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with them here on your game of the week, the 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
1:01 left. Donovan West wins 74-23 over Bishop Seabury. They are advancing to the semifinals and looking like that. That Lynn is well on the way to going to their semifinal. The Axel Sub stays. They lead 65-4 over Wetmore. Now we have a foul on the inbound against Onega. 1 second comes off the clock. Charlie leads at 44-35. That foul goes against Haskin. That's their second team foul number 10. The two free throws coming up are Owen Dieters. Dieters is 6 for 7 from the free throw line here tonight. First one on the way. Rattles all the way around the rim and pops out. Lainey Figge, Maria Crone checking in. In for Hayden Haskin and Addison DeChance. Second one for Dieters with 1 minute exactly left to go in the game. That one is in. She has 5 points on the quarter. It's 45-35. Panthers on their way to winning yet another game against Onega. And Figge is fouled, cutting across the paint by Tori Kuckelman, her first, team foul number 7. DeChance and Haskin checking back into the game with 49.1 seconds left. In for Crone, and it looks like DeChant will come in for possibly Delaney Figge, who's a shooter. She will shoot 1-1 here. First one on the way is good. Figge now with 9 points. They trail by 9, 45-36. Second one's up. That one's short. Picks up in the air. Offensive rebound, though, by Eva Crone. She'll kick it out. To Haskin, far side wing. To Campbell. Driving kick. Have a cluster of girls over there on the far side. And a pass for Campbell. Knocked out of bounds by Caden Framer. Coach Boswell is not happy with the spacing on the far side of the court. There were 6 girls and standing about 12 feet of each other. 37.5 seconds now left. They need to get a 3 just off this inbound here. They can't waste any more time. Here's the inbound to force to the chance. Inside pass to Haskins, stolen away by Dieters. And with 30 seconds left, are they going to foul or just play defense here? So they're just going to play defense as of right now. Dieters goes to the right, drives in the paint, and she's fouled. A reach in by Eva Crone. That'll be her 3rd. Dieters back to the free throw line. 22.1 seconds left now. Looks like Centralia is going to take on first week. There was the winner of Frankfort and Blue Valley. See if I can possibly get a score from Donovan West here before this broadcast is over. That's the 2nd free throw from Peters as good as well. She made 5 free throws here in this 4th quarter now. 3 ball, near side wing for Campbell, rather for Crone is good. That's her 3rd make of the day. She now has 11 points and a timeout is called. to 39 with 12.6 seconds left. It's a full timeout, but again, we'll keep it right here. Yeah, that's right. I already said that. Jonathan West won against Bishop Seabury, 74-23. So they will advance. Looking for Frankfort now, possibly. See if I can get a score from them. As they host Blue Valley. So it's going to be Donovan West. And the winner of Troy, Meredithine Valley. Excuse me, Meredithine Valley, beg your pardon. No news from Troy, looks like. Lynn looks like they're on their way to win. They're up 78-4 now on Wetmore. Been just a really rough year for the Cardinals with not just not being able to win a game, but the fact that they have, that their school is shutting down. But I tell you, that football team they had this past fall was such a great story. Was before anybody knew about the closing of the school as the inbound is back in. We're back underway. It looks like they're not going to foul. Or are they? 5 seconds left. Now they do foul with 3.3 seconds left. The football team going on to the playoffs and only losing a couple games in the regular season. Falling for the eventual state champs. Man, they were a lot of fun to cover at 6-man this year. As that foul against Bridget Campbell was her 5th, as she has to exit. Today she had 11 points, sophomore for Onega. Free throw's coming up for Lena Haverkamp. First free throw is good. She now has 7 on the night. Had the previous 6 points all in the second quarter. Second one's up. And no good. 3 seconds left. Rebound by Crone. And they're not even going to take a shot. That's going to be the ball game. Centralia's season stays alive. They advance to semifinals to play in Onega against Burlingame. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap things up here from Centralia. Here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. To the public.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelsley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelsley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Centralia advances to the semifinal round against Burlingame on next Thursday as they win over Onega 48-39. As we take a look at your final scoring tallies from tonight's contest, first for the Buffaloes, 11 points apiece for Eva Crone and Bridget Campbell, 9 points for Delaney Figge, 4 points for Maria Crone, and 2 apiece for Jade Taskin and Emerson Forda. And as for Centralia, 16 points for Owen Dieters. She leads the team in scoring yet again. She had 5 free throws in the fourth quarter for a total of 9 on the game out of 10 attempts, making her our player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Also 8 points apiece for Tori Kuckelman and Cora Thompson, 7 points for Lena Haverkamp, 6 for Tatum Kramer, and 3 for Jaden Wells. So ultimately, it was Centralia stepping up to the plate. They had a quick, rather they had let Onega get back in the game. It was 36-30 after Owen Dieters committed her fourth personal foul. Onega got a couple of baskets in a row. And then Centralia responded. They answered with a 8-2 run after that. And then Onega didn't have any fight left in him after that, as it was Centralia able to pull away with Dieters making those big-time free throws, getting some baskets as well from Kramer, Kuckelman, and Thompson in the fourth quarter. But once again, Centralia, they are going to be taking on Burlingame in the semifinal round, as action will resume next Thursday from Onega, and the other semifinal will be the winner of Troy and Meridian Valley versus Donovan West. Yeah, I said that again, Meridian Valley. Donovan West won their game, so they are advancing. Frankfort also won as well in the Washington County sub-state. Clifton Clyde, looking like they're going to advance as well. Lakeside Downs, Rock Hills playing on Friday there. And in the Axel sub-state, it was Lynn up big in that one. And then the other one between Axel and Pike Valley, didn't see a score for that one. So be sure to stay tuned on our website, msdsports.net, for all of your final scores. That will be posted here later this evening. And also, a reminder, to pick things up in the Onega Substate Boys Tournament tomorrow. All the action starting on KNZA. Donovan West and Troy, I'll be out there for that one. Centralia will host Meridian Valley. And Bishop Seabury, the four seed, will host Onega with Burlingame again getting a bye in the boys game, or the boys tournament as well. That's going to do it for us. From Kurt, back in the booth, myself, Jared Sluppy, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you all, and hopefully I'll catch you around here soon. You're listening to your Game of the Week at 92.1 KM.